Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this right now. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's the capital of Maine?
Oh, my gosh. I forget the capitals.
Yeah, they're not of any use to most people. Why would you care?
Goodbye!
Oh, my God in heaven! The sweetest hit music! It is
I actually know this.
Should we let her back up? What is it?
Isn't it Augusta?
Yeah. What's the capital of Vermont?
Don't ask me any more capitals. I forget them. I knew all of those things.
Burlington?
I do watch Jeopardy every night, however, and I can kind of hold my own, but I do need a refresher on the capitals.
Yeah, I do too.
I bet I could still get them. Come on, let's do it. Come on, damn it.
New Hampshire. I have no
Concord. Idea. Is it Concord? I think it's Concord. All right, go ahead. Ask her.
Earl
question.
Is
I look
begging
that up.
For you not to look at him. Anyway,
I look that up. Go ahead.
All right, we had Governor Mike DeWine on earlier in the show, and yesterday we had Baker Mayfield, and
it's
the governor.
Concord.
Woo!
Yes.
What about Ohio?
It's Columbus.
Not for long.
Used to be Chillicothe. Whoa!
Anyway, Mary Kay, Mike DeWine even referenced the fact that Baker Mayfield said yesterday, get vaxxed. Now, we are not a political show. We are not in the habit of telling people what to do. Yeah, we are, actually.
Yes, we are.
We tell people to patronize our sponsors all the time. We do tell
yes,
people what
we
to do.
Do.
However, with all that said, the competitive advantage thing is something that we do care about as sports fans. We do not want Browns players not able to access all the resources. We don't want anything to do with that. What did you make of Baker's comments yesterday?
Well, he's trying to show leadership. That's what quarterbacks do. And he didn't come right out and say that he's been vaccinated, but he indicated that he was. And I think he was trying to show some leadership there. And at the end, you know, he made it clear that he just didn't want to elaborate on the topic. He said, I'll leave it at that. But I think, you know, he put his message out there of what he would like to happen. And, you know, I think that the Browns, in terms of the threshold, are probably pretty close to 85%, but I don't think they're all the way there yet. I know of a few players who are, you know, still for one reason or another, still trying to decide what they want to do. So I don't think they're quite there yet, but I think the Browns are hoping that they will get there maybe by the time training camp starts.
Including John Johnson. Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. Mary Kay, is there any conversation that you've heard at all about the Rams reaching out in any legitimate sense? I know this was, I hear that this was a conversation that happened on Reddit and a bunch of other things here about maybe trading Kareem Hunt to the Rams after the Cam Akers injury. There's been no legitimate conversation, has there been?
You know, not that I know of yet, but it's obviously something, you know, that springs to everyone's mind when a Cam Akers goes down. I mean, how many teams have two great running backs the way that the Cleveland Browns do? So I think it's something that, you know, that would obviously come to mind. But I really believe that the Browns are so happy with both of their running backs and the opportunity that they have. Nick Chubb went down for four games last year. They were able to plug Kareem right in there. They have high expectations for themselves this year. And I just don't think it's something they would be interested in doing.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What are those uniforms going to look like on Saturday?
Ooh, yeah. Uniforms.
Another third week in a row with a uniform question for me.
Well, Daryl refuses to come on the show now, so I'm just running every guest off the show, apparently.
We can get the governor. We can get Mary Kay Cabot. Daryl, it's tough times.
Yeah, can't do it.
What's going on with Daryl?
I told him I can't say.
We were hoping you'd seen him.
Honestly, he was just on vacation, so he hasn't been on the show. But nobody told me, so I've been getting more and more angry over it over the weeks. So it's been our fault, not Daryl's fault, Mary Kay. What are the jerseys going to look like? Answer me.
I don't know yet. I do not know. But as soon as I find out, I'll call you guys and give you a sneak preview.
Mary Kay, let me just ask an opinion. Would you be okay with a white helmet in the future for an alternate jersey in 2022 after they're allowed to do it?
You know what? I don't think I would really like that very much. But I usually do like change and progress. That one throws me for a loop a little bit. I wouldn't be completely opposed to it, but it would take a while for my eye to adjust to a white helmet.
Back to running backs, not back to Capitals. Nick Chubb, has there been any push of a conversation with him about moving the needle on a contract there?
You know, those conversations, for the most part, are ongoing. I would say that they probably have been talking. I don't know if they've gotten anywhere yet. People are just kind of coming off vacation. The NFL shuts down for a few weeks. I do think that things will start to heat up a little bit as we head into camp.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. We've been referencing some of the workout videos that we've seen over the offseason from guys like Odell Beckham Jr. A little quiet lately. I know he has his camp coming up and all that. When it comes to Odell, give us a reason why there should be optimism for this to be different this year and for this Browns offense to be unlocked and go to a whole new level.
Well, first of all, as you mentioned, we've all seen the Odell workout videos. He's an absolute freak of nature to be able to be this far back from torn ACL in October, on October 25th. I mean, come on. He looks absolutely amazing. I think he's turned back the clock, actually. I think the time off from some of the wear and tear last year, coupled with all this rehab, I think he just looks like he's rejuvenated and young again. So I think that's number one. And then I do think that Baker and Odell, Baker talked a lot about chemistry yesterday. That was a big talking point for him when we met with him at his youth football camp. And I think he realizes and understands the point is you can have all the talent in the world, but unless you work together really well, it just doesn't matter. So he is going to be very big on developing that with Odell, and I know Odell is going to be doing the same thing, and they've already been working on it.
We've talked extensively about the low probability, at least this show thinks, of being able to keep both Odell and Jarvis beyond this year. Is there a level that this offense could reach or a level that Odell could reach where the Browns would have to figure out a way to bring both those guys back?
Well, I think the best way to make a case for that would be for those two guys, Jarvis and Odell, to be a major, major reason why the Browns make it maybe to the AFC Championship game, possibly even to the Super Bowl. If those guys are a huge reason for that and the momentum is there, then there are ways to make it happen because neither of them have much dead cap space beyond this year. You can redo those contracts, which combine for about $31 million next year in the year they're turning 30. You can redo those, give them a little bit more guaranteed money in the deals, and keep them around. So it's not out of the question, although, you know, they do have some good young receivers, and you know, I don't know what the team plans to do after this year with Odell and Jarvis, but there is a world in which you could keep them both with a restructure.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How physical will Camp be coming up here?
Well, it won't be very physical in the beginning. So fans coming out in the early stages will be watching some of the ramp up the way they did it last year. They kind of ease their way into camp to try to cut down on those injuries. So you'll see a lot of, you know, no pads, a lot of walkthrough type things. You'll see one-on-one drills and, you know, some team drills and things like that, but not nobody's getting taken to the ground in the early part of training camp. So if you want more of that, you're going to have to wait for either the preseason games or a little bit later in camp.
Mary Kay, do you think last year, I know we touched on this last week, but last year it was such an odd situation where you just weren't able to get a lot of work done. Every team did it in their own way. Some have actually speculated that that was part of the Browns' success, is the way they were able to handle the offseason and the focus, even though we thought it would be a disadvantage. Now other teams are going to get back and work as much as humanly possible. What have you heard from the head coach and the organization about how they plan on approaching this?
Well, I do think that they had an advantage over some teams last year technologically, because they're so savvy that way, and they were so incredibly organized in that regard. So I do think that they had an advantage. But I think the Browns' advantage this year is in terms of their talent. I mean, that's where they will shine. They have added so many really good players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So I think that's where the edge will come in.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. I don't know. I'm sorry. Going back to OBJ, did you discuss, when you were talking about him, will he participate in preseason games? Did you mention that? I'm sorry.
You know, I didn't mention that, but okay. He is very vocal about not wanting to participate in preseason games because of what happened to him when he injured his ankle in a preseason game in Cleveland. Yeah. And he's often said that he's never been the same since that injury. He's had one residual injury after another since then. He has no desire to participate in a preseason game, and I think he's got a pretty good excuse not to this year coming off of the torn ACL.
So don't expect to see him in a preseason game is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know if the coaches will see it that way, or the trainers or the medical staff will see it that way, but I think heading in that we can reasonably expect not to see him in a preseason game, or at least not much at all.
When it comes to the defense, how much patience should we exercise with that defense? Because usually, you know, when we go out to camp, it's always, man, this defense is great. It's like, well, they're installing a new offense because usually it's a new coach and a new regime and the whole thing sucks. Now the team's actually good. The offense we know is very good. This defense, they got talent, but they haven't played a lot together.
Well, I think it will take a little while for everyone to figure out who's going where and who does what best in the sub defenses, you know, who should be in on nickel, who should be in on dime, who's great at goal line. Some of that's going to take a little while to figure out because you just don't know the personnel yet and how they respond in the heat of the moment. But these guys are so smart. Their football acumen is so high and they're going to be so well coached that I don't think you're going to have to wait until December to see some really good defense. I think these guys are going to play great defense right from the very start, including in that Kansas City game.
We know that special teams can often be something that propels a really good team to the next level. It can also be something that sinks a really good team in a big playoff game. What do you think of the returner situation? Let's start out with that when it comes to special teams. We don't talk a lot about it. Obviously, you draft Anthony Schwartz, you have Natson, you have some of the returners. Where would you go with that? Where do you think the Browns will go with that right now?
Well, I think the return game will be a lot better, just again, as you mentioned, by virtue of having JoJo Natson back from his torn ACL. That was a big blow last year when they lost him because that was the role they had carved out for him. Anthony Schwartz, if you can rely on some of that speed in the return game, I think that would be phenomenal for them. So, you know, they do need that dynamic returner, and there are plenty of candidates this year, and I think it's going to be a lot better.
Hey, this is outside of the Browns. What do you think is going to end up happening with Aaron Rodgers?
That is a great question. It's a great question. I really don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's so hard for me to imagine him not playing for them this season. I keep thinking that something is going to work out. So I don't know. It's very odd to head into this season, to be at this point in the season right now, and you don't really know where he's going to be or where Deshaun Watson is going to be. And, of course, both of those guys are on the schedule for the Cleveland Browns. So it just adds a little intrigue.
How close do teams pay attention to that type of thing? Because we might be entering like a new era in player empowerment in the NFL. You know, you saw what Russell Wilson did, and the Seahawks were like, okay, let's make Russell happy here. Let's make some moves here and make Russell happy, and that calmed him down. Deshaun Watson wanted the hell out of Dodge before all this other nastiness that happened. We're seeing what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Like, let's use the example of the Browns. The Browns pay attention to something like that where, no, it's not maybe not presence of mind right now, but you know what? Year 8, year 9, year 10, is that something that maybe the Haslams pay attention to, other teams pay attention to?
Well, as you mentioned, we are in an era of more NFL player empowerment, mm-hmm. and we are seeing it every year where more and more guys are taking matters into their own hands, dictating what they want to happen and how they want their careers to go. So, yes, I do think that it is something that the Browns will be definitely keeping an eye on, and it's a trend that we will see more and more of going forward.
I saw Dances with Wolves for the first time as a cognizant adult over the last weekend. What's your favorite Kevin Costner movie?
Oh, goodness.
That's right. Tough questions.
It's not Draft Day.
Whoa!
No, the only acceptable answer is Mr. Brooks, and everyone knows that.
That was a good movie.
Very secretly well done.
Yeah.
Do you remember who the stand-up comedian that was in that movie? Well, I thought did a pretty good job.
Louis C.K.
It was not.
Who?
Trying to think of his name.
You don't remember his name?
No, I do. Dane Cook.
Oh.
It's Dane Cook.
Okay. I was like, okay. I didn't know. Other than Mr. Brooks, what's your favorite Kevin Costner movie?
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell are we doing? You can't name a Kevin Costner movie. Can you tell me the capital of California?
Probably not.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mary Kay. Well, we love you anyway. It's Sacramento, by the way.
Mary Kay.
I was going to say Sacramento.
No, I can tell you why.
You not to ask me any more capitals.
Mary Kay, I can explain this.
I don't play by the rules.
Let me help you. I can explain this. Why you don't know these. You have to be an encyclopedia over all these Cleveland Browns teams for so many years. So while you're there absorbing, digesting 1-15, 0-16, 3-13, out goes Sacramento. Out goes Tallahassee. Like it just goes right out the door. Those are the capitals, right?
That is true. You have to bring in more information. So the more information you bring in, the older information goes out.
Yeah.
You can only handle so much.
If I went back down into the basement and got out the little states and capitals map and turned over each of the little puzzle pieces that I did with my three children about a million times and looked at them for 30 seconds, I could do this. But as of right now at 8:20 in the morning, some of them have eluded me. Sorry about that.
All right. As long as you know the states in alphabetical order, like Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut.
Got any more for us, or
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania. Oh, crap.
Oh, my God. That's why people mispronounce Oregon, because they sing it that way.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Mary Kay.
Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C., if we get our way.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.